When can we start? Asked Phileas Fogg.
In an hour. We'll get food and water first.
Is she your boat, or a company's?
Oh, she's my boat. My name's Bunsby, and the tanker deer is mine.
Here's £200, said Phileas Fogg. Then he turned to Fix. Do you want to come with us? In half an hour, then, said Phileas Fogg.
But what about... Audah said. And then she stopped. She was very unhappy about Passepartout, but she understood about the bet.
I'm going to do everything possible for Passepartout, said Phileas Fogg. He went with Audah to the police in Hong Kong. He left a letter about Passepartout and money for his ticket back to Europe. At 3 o'clock, Phileas Fogg, Audah and Fix were on the tanker deer, and the little boat started her journey to Shanghai. The wind helped, and the boat moved fast to the northeast. With the wind behind them, they cut through the sea, very near China. But in the early morning of the second day, the seaman, Bunsby, came to Phileas Fogg.
"There's too much wind now," he said. "We get these very high winds near China. They're dangerous."
Then it started to rain, too. The weather was very bad. The tanker deer started to go high up and then down in the sea, then left and right, up and down in the wind, under a black sky. With the wind behind them and the heavy rain, it was difficult for Bunsby. But the boat did not go down. Fix was afraid and very unhappy. Audah watched Phileas Fogg. His face didn't change. It was night. The wind was worse and the rain was worse. Audah fell before Phileas Fogg could catch her.
"I'm fine," cried Audah. "Forget about me."
Bunsby talked to his seaman and then came to Phileas Fogg.
"Mr. Fogg,"
he shouted above the noise of the wind and the rain. The seaman's face was wet with rain.
"Mr. Fogg, I think that we'll have to find a port in China. We'll have to stop there."
"Yes," said Phileas Fogg.
"But which port?" said the seaman.